With an intense war cry, the team rushed to the field, and soon enough, we kicked off. The Trojans were tough to stop on their kick return, and they brought the ball up to their 40-yard line. "Okay," Karn shouted from the sidelines, "shake that off, and let's go defense!" But the defense couldn't halt Dysart's pass for a gain of 9 yards. It also couldn't stop a dive for 6 more yards and the first down. Finally, McKay shot through the line to sack Dysart's quarterback. But on the next play, the Trojan fullback broke loose and ran the ball into the end zone. The point after touchdown kick set the score at 7-0. When our offense took over after receiving the kick, Sullivan had a couple gains for 10, then 14 yards. Our crowd roared back to life, and the guys gained a new energy to get back into the fight. We were still in the game. I just wished I could do something to help. Then Karn threw to Clint out in the flat, but a Trojan picked off the pass. Dysart didn't slow down, with 3 large gains and a quick pass to score again. Another kick set the score at 14-0. Coach Carter called a timeout, pulling the kickoff return team and the starting offense into a huddle. I couldn't get close enough to hear him, but whatever he said couldn't have worked too well. A near-frantic anger showed in just about all the guys. Dozer kicked at the ground. "Let's go, guys! This is pathetic!" Rhodes yelled. The Rough Riders tried to return the kick, but the Trojans blew through the blockers and leveled Clint, who was lucky just to hold on to the ball at Riverside's 25-yard line. I would never have admitted it to anyone, but a small part of me enjoyed watching that jerk stagger around a little after taking the hit. Our offense didn't do much better than the return. A dive play was stopped at the line of scrimmage. Then, on second down, Karn took the snap, but before he could hand it off, one of Dysart's outside linebackers pushed Rhodes' block aside and throttled Karn. It was an ugly play. The whistle blew, and the celebrating Trojan linebacker jogged back to his huddle. Rhodes ran up behind him and shoved him in the back, knocking him to the ground.
"How do you like that, cheap shot?" he shouted.
The ref immediately threw the flag for unsportsmanlike conduct and moved us back 15 yards. Coach Carter threw down his clipboard.
"Wilson, get in there for Rhodes, right now."
"Coach?" I'd only had 3 practices. There had to have been someone else. Maybe I'd heard him wrong.
"Move it, Wilson," he shouted, his face red. "Rhodes, get over here."
My heart thumped hard as I sprinted out onto the field to take my place in the huddle. Karn called for a pass play.
"Let's go, guys," he looked at me. "Your first play. Try not to screw it up."
I ran out to the line, dropping into a 3-point stance. The linebacker, who had just sacked Karn, looked at me and laughed. I bit down hard on my mouthguard and breathed heavy through my nose. McKay hiked the ball. I shot off the line, low and fast, straight for the linebacker. He came at me, but I ran lower, coming up hard into his numbers and running through him. The linebacker fell.
"Now what?"
I tried to find the ball. Karn had launched a pass toward Clint, but a cornerback was sweeping in. He'd intercept it before Clint could catch it. I ran for it and reached out until my fingertips brushed the football. It fell into my hands. I had it. I had the ball, and I bolted fast, ducking the cornerback's outstretched arm and heading upfield. A safety closed in on me. He had a good angle, and I'd never get away. If I couldn't lose him, at least I'd give him a good shot before he took me down. I lowered my upper body to ram him in the chest, but at the last second, he moved just slightly, so I speared his shoulder. He spun and fell, but reached out to snag my ankle, leaving me staggering for a few steps before I could run again. The other safety rocketed toward me. He was bigger than the first, and I'd never break his tackle. Then Sullivan flew through in a blur and slammed him aside.
"Go, go, go," he shouted at me. "Don't turn around, idiot, run!"
I threw 1 foot down, then the other, as hard and fast as I could. My arm ached from clenching the ball so tightly. 10 yards to go. 5.
Touchdown! That was it! I'd scored! I wasn't even supposed to play tonight, wasn't supposed to have the ball, and I'd put our first 6 on the board!
Someone crashed into me from the side. Sullivan, who headbutted me with his face mask. Yeah, baby! Touchdown! Awesome moves! He let me go, and for a moment, I just sort of stood there. Our crowd clapped and stomped their feet in the bleachers. The guys on the team jumped up and down and shouted. I didn't know what to do with the football.
Come on, Sullivan said. We got a kick.
Here you go, son, the ref said, holding out his hands. I tossed the ball to him and went back to the huddle. The guy slapped me on the shoulder pads and punched me in the helmet, laughing and cheering. When we settled into the huddle, even Karn leaned over so he could see me. Nice catch, he said. Our kick sailed wide, but I couldn't hold back a stupid grin even when I reached the sidelines.
Sloppy play, Wilson, Coach Carter said when I ran up near him. But good work.